After big run-ups in energy prices several years ago, businesses began passing part of those costs onto their customers. Hotels, airlines, and others added surcharges to consumers' bills. With energy costs coming down, some are wondering why those surcharges haven't disappeared. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
When the cost of energy started to rise, companies responded by tacking what is known as an energy surcharge onto their bills. That included large package shippers like UPS and FedEx. UPS imposed its surcharge in August of 2000, hitting customers with a 1.25% additional charge. Steve Holmes is a spokesman for the Atlanta-based company.
UPS put its current fuel surcharge in place for the first time in 20 years because we had seen such a severe spike in the price of fuel. And obviously, we are a large user of fuel in many different areas, diesel, jet fuel, gasoline, propane, you name it.
UPS delivers around 13 million pieces of mail a day. In 2000, the company saw its fuel costs hit $954 million, up more than $270 million from the year before. Rival FedEx, which makes around 3.3 million daily deliveries, saw similar increases. But in recent months, energy prices have fallen dramatically. That's prompted consumer groups to question why some companies have kept energy surcharges in place. Harry Snyder is with Consumers Union, the nonprofit publisher of Consumer Reports magazine.
If companies are allowed to get away with this, what that means is then we will have a wage increase surcharge. We will have a downturn in the economy surcharge. We will have an extra, you know, higher price of linens for the sheets in hotels surcharge. These are all different ways in which we can charge you more money and not have you complain about it.
But package shippers are quick to defend their use of the surcharges. Both UPS and FedEx recently moved to a new system which ties the surcharge to prevailing fuel prices. UPS ties its index to the price of diesel fuel. FedEx uses jet fuel prices to set its surcharge. And if prices fall to a low enough level, then the surcharge is removed. Alan Graf is chief financial officer for FedEx. He thinks the new system is a fairer way to account for changes in fuel prices.
Times of very high prices, we would then have to raise our prices substantially. This is the way we believe is the fairest way to pass on the fuel surcharge to our customers without continually ratcheting our prices up or down based on energy costs, which we cannot control.
Both UPS and FedEx say since they began indexing the surcharges have come down substantially, but critics have been quick to note fuel prices have fallen faster. UPS and FedEx say it takes several months before the lower prices show up in their index. For companies, that ability to control a previously uncontrollable expense may be the main reason they've been reluctant to give up the surcharges. Art Hatfield, a transportation analyst with Morgan Keegan and Company, says fuel costs can account for 2 to 3% of a shipper's total revenue.
It can be a huge amount of money with regards to raw dollars. From $600 to $900 million difference from one year to the next, that's money that comes out of profits, and that's what a small percent. It's 1%. That $300 million differential would be 1% to a $30 billion company like UPS, but it has a huge impact on the bottom line.
Most of the major airlines also have energy surcharges in place, though due to large losses after last year's terror attacks, they have received less criticism. A number of hotel chains had also put the surcharges in place, but have dropped them now that energy costs have moderated. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.